So renovating the mind, renovating the worldview. So everybody has a worldview, and most of the time it's based on they're raised around their bloodline. Some people can escape the bloodline, but then there's the culture worldview, and very few can escape the culture worldview. The worldview starts as soon as you're born. You're looking around and getting your worldview, you know, from what you observe and all. And the funny part about it is, and the sad part about it is that as you get older, you get set in your ways. A child is malleable. A child has a mind that's malleable. What ought to happen is, as you get older, you're able to listen to a lot of different perspectives and come to a conclusion and be able to take all those different perspectives and just explain them with one verse or one sentence or whatever. Apostle Paul was able to do that. He could take one verse and destroy a worldview in a split second. You know, a lot of people say, I'm not a sinner. I wasn't born in sin. And the Bible says, in sin did my mother conceive me. You were born a sinner. Otherwise, why did Jesus have to die for you? If you weren't a sinner, why'd you have to die? Why did Jesus have to come? Why'd he have to die? There is an age of accountability, we know that, but that doesn't mean that the child's not born under law, born under the flesh, born under sin, born under the old Adam. You know, God has an age of accountability. We know that. Can we explain that? Well, you can explain it from a biblical perspective if you go to Romans, because he talks about if it wasn't for the law, you weren't under sin. In other words, you're a sinner. But until you see the law, you're not really under accountability, right? There's a verse in Romans, somewhere in Romans 11 maybe or something like that. But the age of grace, the age of law, the age of innocence, the age of conscience. So as you start to get a conscience, you already know what's right and wrong. So when you're born a baby, your mom or your daddy saying, don't do that. Don't do that. Just like a dog or a cat or an animal, they know you don't do that. And you have to rebuke the dog. But the dog's not aware like a human, you know, not self-aware. Sad part is people get older and they become less and less self-aware and introspective. As they, you see people, they get older and they're less introspective. They can't be convicted of sin. They can't be convicted of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The sin that they're born in sin, the righteousness of Christ, and the judgment of God on the way. Even the Bema seat is for the Christians. You know, the saved people are going to have to be judged at the Bema seat. The unsaved goats are going to be judged at the great white throne judgment. And what are the goats? Those who reject Christ. Cain wanted to go his own way, wanted to come to God his own way. Abel went to God through the sacrifice, and that sacrifice points to Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And so there is an age of accountability, because you're moving from the age of innocence to consciousness to law to grace, you know. And when you get convicted by the law, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So what's going to happen is you're going to run and try to hide from your sin, run from God. But God is using that letter of the law to kill you. And I'm not talking about physically, but it feels like it. And sometimes you might want to jump off a bridge because you realize you're a murderer, you're a liar, you're a cheater, you're a stealer, you're an adulterer, you're a thief. If you committed one sin, you committed them all. If you committed one sin, you committed them all. You're an idolater. You're a blasphemer. But rejecting Jesus keeps you in that state of sin. But when you receive Jesus, you can be set free. Because you're under that law. You got to keep, you got to look good. This is kind of like a narcissist. They want to be perfect, right? They want everybody to think they're perfect because that's how they get their identity out of perfectionism, which they know they're not perfect, but they want some flying monkeys to make them feel like they are, you know? And so the archetype of the Bible is true. The history of the Bible is true for the history of your becoming awake and becoming aware and becoming conscious and alive and conviction of sin and all that stuff. The Bible's telling you what's going on in you. Let me say it again. What's written in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is what's happening in your body. It's happening in your mind, your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect. You're generated, right? You're a Genesis. GE, we bring good things to life. Sis, the body of Christ. The piece cut off, the flesh, the Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the weaker vessel. The human is a piece cut off from God. The material realm, the creation, and not the creator, is a piece. That's why Eve, as they say, is a piece, you know. And that's why you're in a box. You're in your little denominational box. Because the woman has the box, and the box is the birthing. So what's happening in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation is happening in your soul, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your whole life. And you're going from a Genesis state to become aware, consciousness, conviction of sin, of law, of grace, and then the revelation of Jesus. God reveals that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. God is revealing Jesus in all things, and it's Christ in you, the Holy Spirit, which is the hope of glory. Jesus being revealed, that he's the archetype, he's the pattern of all things, he's the archon, the chief archon of all the angels, he's the chief carpenter of all the humans. He's the chief architect of all the builders. He's the chief everything, even of your will, your emotions, your intellect. So when you learn to walk in the Spirit, you're walking and following after Christ. The Christ mind. But I don't say the Christ mind in a New Age way. I say it in a born-again way. You must be born again. And so that's the typology of walking in the Spirit. And Jesus was full of love and truth. And so that's where you're moving towards. The typology of the anti, though, is what? The world, the flesh, and the prior life. Evil, more evil, bitterness, anger, murder, wrath. Galatians 5:19, adultery, sorcery, witchcraft, drunkenness. All that stuff, pharmacia, which is sorcery, which is drugs. So all that stuff, you're trying to create your little fake reality, your fake world apart from Christ. The flesh is nothing but living apart from Christ, under law, under the flesh, under the New Age, under sorcery, under something that's not in Christ. You're trying to be God without God. You're trying to exist without God. You're trying to be like God without God. You're trying to be your own God. So it's a Genesis 3 repeat. It's a Genesis 4 repeat. Eve went and Eve had sex with the devil, not physically, but spiritually. She ate of the wrong spirit, drank of the wrong spirit. And so she wanted to indoctrinate Adam. So Adam had to go down with the ship to bring his hip back to the ship. And so in Genesis 4, Cain versus Abel, same story. Cain represents the flesh, and all the children of the flesh are children of Cain and children of the old Eve, which is old Adam. So the typologies are there, the old Adam versus the new Adam, because Eve is a piece of Adam. That's why he says, and their name, the man and the woman, came together, and their name was named Adam. She takes on his name. This is why the woman takes on the man's name right there. The typology is she's a piece cut off, being cut back in. Just like the church, the elect saints are a piece cut off, being cut back in. Now, back to what I was saying about the Bible. It's all written. You're becoming awake and aware, and you're starting to see the revelation of Jesus in all things. And Jesus is being revealed not only in the car in front of you and everything around you, the books, the movies, but he's also being revealed in your inner man, and how your inner man has to be renewed to start to think right. That's what's happening.